The Good Dog, A Guide to Healthy and Happy Pet Ownership. By Brian Kilcommons. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Good Dog, A Guide to Healthy and Happy Pet Ownership by Brian Kilcommons is a comprehensive guide for pet owners. It covers all aspects of owning a dog, from selecting the right breed to providing proper nutrition and exercise. The book also provides advice on training, grooming, health care, and behavior issues. Kilcommons begins by discussing how to choose the right breed for your lifestyle. He explains that different breeds have different temperaments and needs, so it's important to do research before making a decision. He then goes into detail about how to properly feed your dog based on its age, size, activity level, and other factors. He emphasizes the importance of providing balanced nutrition with quality ingredients. The book also includes information about exercising your dog safely and effectively, as well as tips for teaching basic obedience commands such as sit or stay. Kilcommons discusses common behavior problems like barking or chewing furniture and offers solutions for addressing them in positive ways without resorting to punishment or harsh methods. In addition to these topics, The Good Dog covers essential healthcare topics such as vaccinations, flea prevention treatments, dental hygiene practices, spaying/neutering procedures, etc., along with advice on grooming techniques like brushing teeth or trimming nails. Overall, this book is an invaluable resource for any pet owner looking for guidance on caring for their beloved canine companion in the best way possible. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Proper nutrition. Feeding your dog a balanced diet is essential for their health and well-being. A good diet should include a variety of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals. Main idea number 2. Exercise. Regular exercise is important for your dog's physical and mental health. Exercise can help to reduce stress, improve their mood, and keep them fit and healthy. Main idea number 3. Grooming. Grooming your dog regularly is important for their hygiene and appearance. It can also help to reduce the risk of skin and coat problems. Main idea number 4. Training. Training your dog is essential for their safety and for your peace of mind. Training can help to reduce problem behaviors and create a better bond between you and your pet. Main idea number 5. Socialization. Socializing your dog is important for their mental health and well-being. It can help to reduce anxiety and aggression, and make them more comfortable around other people and animals. Main idea number 6. Veterinary care. Regular veterinary care is essential for your dog's health. It can help to detect and prevent health problems, and ensure that your pet is receiving the best possible care. Main idea number 7. Flea and tick prevention. Fleas and ticks can cause serious health problems for your dog. Regular flea and tick prevention is essential for keeping your pet healthy and free from parasites. Main idea number 8. Dental care. Dental care is important for your dog's overall health. Regular brushing and dental checkups can help to prevent gum disease and other dental problems. Main idea number 9. Spaying and neutering. Spaying and neutering your dog can help to reduce the risk of certain health problems and reduce the number of unwanted puppies. Main idea number 10. Vaccinations. Vaccinations are important for protecting your dog from serious diseases. Vaccinations should be given according to your veterinarian's recommendations. Main idea number 11. Parasite control. Parasites can cause serious health problems for your dog. Regular parasite control is essential for keeping your pet healthy and free from parasites. Main idea number 12. Heartworm prevention. Heartworm is a serious and potentially fatal disease. Regular heartworm prevention is essential for keeping your pet healthy and free from this disease. Main idea number 13. Behavioral problems. Behavioral problems can be caused by a variety of factors. Understanding the causes of these problems and taking steps to address them can help to reduce problem behaviors. Main idea number 14. Separation anxiety. Separation anxiety can be a serious problem for some dogs. Taking steps to reduce stress and providing your pet with a safe and comfortable environment can help to reduce anxiety. Main idea number 15. Traveling with your dog. Traveling with your dog can be a fun and rewarding experience. Taking steps to ensure your pet's safety and comfort can help to make the experience enjoyable for both you and your pet. Main idea number 16. Dog parks. Dog parks can be a great way for your pet to socialize and get exercise. Taking steps to ensure your pet's safety and following the rules of the park can help to make the experience enjoyable for both you and your pet. Main idea number 17. Dog sports. Dog sports can be a great way for your pet to get exercise and have fun. Taking steps to ensure your pet's safety and following the rules of the sport can help to make the experience enjoyable for both you and your pet. Main idea number 18. Dog-friendly activities. There are many activities that you can do with your dog. Taking steps to ensure your pet's safety and following the rules of the activity can help to make the experience enjoyable for both you and your pet. Main idea number 19. Dog-proofing your home. Dog-proofing your home is essential for keeping your pet safe and preventing damage to your home. Taking steps to identify and address potential hazards can help to keep your pet safe. Main idea number 20. Pet insurance. Pet insurance can help to cover the cost of unexpected veterinary bills. Taking steps to research and compare different policies can help to ensure that you are getting the best coverage for your pet. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Proper nutrition is essential for your dog's health and well-being. A balanced diet should include a variety of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals to ensure that your pup gets all the nutrients they need. Protein sources such as lean meats like chicken or fish are important for muscle growth and development. Carbohydrates provide energy while healthy fats help keep their coat shiny and skin healthy. Vitamins and minerals are also necessary for overall health. Look for foods with added supplements or consider adding them separately if needed. It's important to feed your pup according to their age, size, activity level, breed type, any medical conditions they may have, such as allergies, and other factors. Talk to your veterinarian about what kind of food would be best suited for your pet's individual needs. Additionally, make sure you're providing plenty of fresh water at all times so that they stay hydrated. Main idea number 2. Regular exercise is essential for your dog's physical and mental health. Exercise helps to reduce stress, improve their mood, and keep them fit and healthy. It can also help to strengthen the bond between you and your pet by providing an opportunity for quality time together. There are many ways to provide exercise for your dog. Taking them on regular walks or runs is a great way to get some fresh air while giving them the chance to explore new places. You can also play fetch with a ball or frisbee in the park, take part in agility classes, or even just let them run around in the backyard. It's important that you tailor your exercises according to your dog's age, breed, size, energy level, and any existing medical conditions they may have. If you're unsure of what type of exercise would be best suited for your pup, then it's always best to consult with a veterinarian first. Exercising regularly will not only benefit their physical health but also their mental well-being too, helping them stay alert and active throughout their life. Main idea number 3. Grooming your dog is an important part of pet ownership. Regular grooming helps to keep your pup's coat and skin healthy, as well as keeping them looking their best. It can also help to reduce the risk of skin and coat problems such as fleas, ticks, mites, dandruff, and other parasites. Grooming should be done on a regular basis with the right tools for the job, brushes or combs that are appropriate for your dog's breed or hair type, shampoo specifically designed for dogs, nail clippers, ear cleaning solution, toothbrush and toothpaste, etc. When you groom your pup regularly, it not only keeps them looking good, but it also gives you a chance to check their body for any signs of injury or illness. You can look out for lumps, bumps, cuts, or sores that may need attention from a vet. Additionally, brushing helps distribute natural oils throughout their fur, which keeps it shiny and healthy. Regular grooming sessions are also great bonding time between you and your pup. Not only will they enjoy being pampered by you, but they'll appreciate the extra attention too. Main idea number 4. Training your dog is essential for their safety and for your peace of mind. Training can help to reduce problem behaviors such as barking, chewing, jumping up on people, or running away. It also helps create a better bond between you and your pet by teaching them how to respond to commands and cues from you. With consistent training, dogs learn quickly that they are expected to behave in certain ways when given specific instructions. The Good Dog, A Guide to Healthy and Happy Pet Ownership by Brian Kilcommons provides an excellent resource for learning the basics of dog training. The book covers topics such as housebreaking, obedience training, socialization with other animals and people, proper nutrition and exercise needs, grooming tips, healthcare advice and more. By following the guidelines outlined in this book, you will be able to provide your pup with all the necessary tools needed for a happy life together. Main idea number 5. Socialization is an important part of owning a dog. It helps to ensure that your pet is comfortable and confident in different situations, and can help to reduce anxiety and aggression. Socializing your pup involves introducing them to new people, animals, places, sounds, smells, and experiences. This will help them become more relaxed around other dogs or people they don't know. When socializing your pup, it's important to start slowly and gradually increase the intensity of the experience as they become more comfortable with each situation. Start by introducing them to one person at a time in a quiet environment such as your home or backyard before taking them out into public spaces like parks or beaches. Make sure you reward good behavior with treats or praise so that they associate positive experiences with these new environments. It's also important to remember that not all dogs are the same when it comes to socialization. Some may take longer than others, while some may never be completely comfortable around strangers or other animals. If this is the case for your pup, then it's best not to force them into uncomfortable situations, but rather work on building their confidence through positive reinforcement training. Main idea number 6. Veterinary care is an important part of responsible pet ownership. Regular checkups and preventive treatments can help to detect and prevent health problems before they become serious, as well as ensure that your pet is receiving the best possible care. During a veterinary visit, your vet will perform a physical exam, discuss any concerns you may have about your dog's health or behavior, provide vaccinations if necessary, and recommend any additional tests or treatments that may be needed. Your vet can also provide advice on nutrition and exercise for your pet. It's important to establish a relationship with a veterinarian who understands the needs of both you and your dog. Ask friends or family members for recommendations if you don't already have one in mind. When selecting a vet, make sure to ask questions such as what services are offered, example, routine exams versus emergency visits, how long it takes to get an appointment when needed, whether payment plans are available for larger procedures or surgeries, etc. Regular veterinary care is essential for keeping your dog healthy throughout their life, so don't wait until there's an issue. Schedule regular checkups at least once per year, or more often depending on age, so that any potential issues can be caught early on. Main idea number 7. Flea and tick prevention is an important part of keeping your pet healthy. Fleas and ticks can cause a variety of health problems, including skin irritation, allergic reactions, and even serious diseases like Lyme disease. Regular flea and tick prevention is essential for protecting your pet from these parasites. There are several different types of flea and tick preventatives available on the market today. These include topical treatments that are applied directly to the skin, oral medications that are given orally or mixed into food, collars that release insecticides over time, sprays that can be used in areas where pets spend time outdoors, shampoos designed specifically for treating fleas and ticks, as well as natural remedies such as diatomaceous earth or garlic oil. It's important to talk to your veterinarian about which type of flea and tick prevention will work best for your pet. Your vet can also provide advice on how often you should use it depending on the climate you live in. Additionally, make sure to check your pet regularly for signs of infestation so you can take action quickly if necessary. Main idea number 8. Dental care is an important part of keeping your dog healthy and happy. Regular brushing helps to remove plaque and tartar buildup, which can lead to gum disease if left unchecked. Additionally, regular dental checkups with a veterinarian are essential for detecting any potential problems early on. During these visits, the vet will examine your dog's teeth and gums for signs of infection or decay, as well as look for any other issues that may need attention. It's also important to provide your pup with chew toys or treats specifically designed to help keep their teeth clean. These items can help reduce plaque buildup by scraping away at it while they chew. If you're unsure about what type of dental products are best suited for your pet, talk to your veterinarian who can recommend the right ones. By taking good care of your pup's teeth and gums now, you'll be helping them stay healthy in the long run. Main idea number 9. Spaying and neutering your dog can have a number of benefits. It helps to reduce the risk of certain health problems, such as mammary cancer in female dogs and testicular cancer in male dogs. Spaying also eliminates the possibility of uterine infections or pyometra, which is an infection of the uterus that can be life-threatening if left untreated. Neutering reduces the risk of prostate disease and perianal tumors in male dogs. In addition to these medical benefits, spaying and neutering can help reduce pet overpopulation by preventing unwanted puppies from being born. This is especially important for shelters that are already overcrowded with homeless animals who need homes. It's important to note that spaying or neutering should not be done until after your puppy has reached sexual maturity, usually around 6 months old. Talk to your veterinarian about when it would be best for your particular breed. Main idea number 10. Vaccinations are an important part of keeping your dog healthy and safe. Vaccines help protect against serious diseases that can cause severe illness or even death in dogs. It is important to follow the recommendations of your veterinarian when it comes to vaccinating your pet, as they will be able to provide you with the best advice for what vaccines are necessary for your particular breed and lifestyle. Your vet may recommend a combination of core vaccinations, which should be given at regular intervals throughout a dog's life, as well as additional non-core vaccinations depending on where you live and other factors such as travel plans. Core vaccinations typically include protection against distemper, parvovirus, hepatitis, rabies, and leptospirosis. It is also important to keep up with booster shots after initial vaccination series have been completed. Booster shots help maintain immunity levels over time so that your pet remains protected from disease. Your veterinarian will be able to advise you on how often these boosters should be administered. Main idea number 11. Parasite control is an important part of pet ownership. Parasites can cause a variety of health problems for your dog, ranging from skin irritation to serious illnesses such as heartworm disease. Regular parasite control helps protect your pet from these parasites and keep them healthy and happy. The most common type of parasite that affects dogs are fleas, ticks, mites, and worms. Fleas can cause itching and discomfort for your dog while also spreading diseases like tapeworms or Lyme disease. Ticks can transmit dangerous diseases like Rocky Mountain spotted fever or ehrlichiosis. Mites can cause mange, which causes hair loss and skin irritation in dogs. Worms such as roundworms, hookworms, whipworms, tapeworms, and heartworms all have the potential to make your dog very ill. To help prevent parasites from affecting your pet's health, it is important to use regular preventive measures such as monthly flea/tick treatments or dewormers prescribed by a veterinarian. Additionally, you should check for signs of parasites on a regular basis, including checking their fur for fleas/ticks or examining their stool for evidence of worms. By taking proactive steps towards controlling parasites, you will be helping ensure that your pet stays healthy and free from any unwanted pests. Main idea number 12. Heartworm is a serious and potentially fatal disease that affects dogs, cats, and other animals. It is caused by parasitic worms that live in the heart and lungs of infected animals. Regular heartworm prevention is essential for keeping your pet healthy and free from this disease. The most common way to prevent heartworm infection is through monthly preventive medications given orally or topically. These medications kill any immature worms before they can mature into adults, thus preventing an active infection. Additionally, regular testing should be done to ensure that your pet does not have an existing infection. It's important to remember that even if you are giving your pet preventive medication regularly, it may still become infected with heartworms if exposed to them. Therefore, it's important to keep up with regular vet visits so any potential infections can be caught early on. By following these simple steps, you can help protect your beloved pet from the dangers of heartworm disease. Main idea number 13. Behavioral problems can be caused by a variety of factors, including genetics, environment, and health issues. For example, some dogs may have an inherited tendency to become aggressive or anxious in certain situations. Other dogs may develop problem behaviors due to lack of socialization or inadequate training. Additionally, medical conditions such as pain or hormonal imbalances can lead to behavioral changes. It is important for pet owners to understand the causes of their dog's behavior so that they can take steps to address it. This might include providing more exercise and mental stimulation, enrolling in obedience classes, consulting with a veterinarian about any underlying medical issues, seeking professional help from an animal behaviorist, and making sure the home environment is safe and secure. By taking these proactive steps, pet owners can help reduce problem behaviors in their pets and create a healthier relationship between themselves and their furry friends. Main idea number 14. Separation anxiety can be a serious problem for some dogs. It is important to recognize the signs of separation anxiety in your pet, such as excessive barking or whining when left alone, destructive behavior, and/or pacing and panting. Taking steps to reduce stress and providing your pet with a safe and comfortable environment can help to reduce anxiety. Creating an area that is just for them can provide comfort while you are away. This could include their bedding, toys, treats, etc., so they have something familiar around them. Additionally, it may be helpful to leave on background noise like music or the TV so they don't feel completely alone. Exercise is also key in helping manage separation anxiety. Providing plenty of physical activity before leaving will tire out your pup and give them something else to focus on other than being anxious about you leaving. If possible, try taking your dog for a walk right before you go out. This will help keep their mind off of being left behind. Finally, make sure not to reward any negative behaviors associated with separation anxiety by giving attention when they bark or whine excessively while you are gone. Instead, wait until after they have calmed down before rewarding good behavior with praise or treats. Main idea number 15. Traveling with your dog can be a great way to bond and explore new places together. Before you hit the road, it's important to make sure that your pet is up to date on all of their vaccinations and has an ID tag in case they get lost. Additionally, research any laws or regulations regarding pets at your destination before you leave home. When traveling by car, make sure that your pet is safely secured in a crate or harness so they don't become a distraction while driving. Bring along plenty of water for them as well as some favorite toys or treats to keep them entertained during the journey. If possible, plan frequent stops along the way so that your pup can stretch their legs and go potty. If you are flying with your pet, check with the airline ahead of time about any restrictions or requirements for bringing animals on board. Make sure that their carrier meets size requirements and is properly labeled with contact information in case it gets lost during transit. It may also be helpful to bring along copies of vaccination records just in case. Finally, when staying at hotels or other accommodations away from home, ask if there are any special rules regarding pets before booking a room. Many establishments have policies about where dogs can stay within the building and what types of behavior are expected from them while on site. Main idea number 16. Dog parks can be a great way for your pet to socialize and get exercise. Taking the time to research dog parks in your area, familiarizing yourself with their rules, and ensuring that your pet is up to date on vaccinations are all important steps you should take before visiting a park. Additionally, it's important to keep an eye on your pet at all times while they're playing in the park. If there are any signs of aggression or bullying from other dogs, remove them from the situation immediately. It's also important to make sure that you clean up after your pet when they use the bathroom in the park. This helps ensure that everyone has an enjoyable experience and keeps the environment safe and sanitary for all visitors. Finally, remember to bring plenty of water for both you and your pup so that everyone stays hydrated during playtime. By following these simple tips, you can help ensure that visits to dog parks are fun experiences for both you and your furry friend. Main idea number 17. Dog sports can be a great way for your pet to get exercise and have fun. There are many different types of dog sports available, such as agility, flyball, duck diving, lure coursing, rally obedience and more. Taking steps to ensure your pet's safety is important when participating in any type of sport with them. This includes making sure they are up to date on their vaccinations and that you use the proper equipment for the activity. Additionally, it is important to follow all rules associated with the sport so that everyone involved has an enjoyable experience. Agility involves having your dog navigate through an obstacle course while following commands from you or another handler. Flyball requires teams of four dogs each competing against one another by racing over hurdles and retrieving balls from boxes at the end of a lane. Duck diving involves teaching your dog how to jump off a dock into water after being thrown a toy or other object as far out as possible. Lure coursing tests your dog's speed and agility by chasing after a mechanical lure around an open field or track. Rally obedience combines elements of traditional obedience training with courses set up like those used in agility competitions but without obstacles. Instead, there are signs indicating what action should be taken next, such as sit or stay. All these activities provide excellent opportunities for bonding between you and your pet while also providing physical exercise. Main idea number 18. One of the most popular dog-friendly activities is going for a walk. Taking your pup out for a stroll can be an enjoyable experience, as long as you take steps to ensure their safety. Make sure that your pet is wearing a collar and ID tags in case they get lost or wander off. Also, keep them on leash at all times when walking in public areas so that they don't disturb other people or animals. Another great activity to do with your pup is visiting the local dog park. Dog parks are designed specifically for dogs and provide plenty of space for them to run around and play with other pups. Before taking your pet to the park, make sure that they have been vaccinated against any contagious diseases and are up to date on flea/tick prevention treatments. If you're looking for something more low-key, consider taking your pup camping or hiking with you. Camping trips can be especially fun if there are trails nearby where you can explore together. Just remember to bring along enough food and water for both yourself and your pet, as well as any necessary supplies such as leashes or waste bags. Finally, if it's raining outside but you still want some quality time with Fido, why not try playing fetch indoors? You can use toys like balls or frisbees made specifically for indoor playtime. Just make sure that whatever toy you choose won't damage furniture or walls. Main idea number 19. Dog-proofing your home is an important part of being a responsible pet owner. It involves identifying potential hazards and taking steps to address them in order to keep your pet safe. This can include things like making sure that all electrical cords are out of reach, securing any hazardous chemicals or cleaning products, and ensuring that furniture is stable so it won't tip over if jumped on by an excited pup. It's also important to consider the size and breed of your dog when dog-proofing your home. Smaller breeds may be able to fit through small spaces or jump onto higher surfaces, while larger breeds may require more space for running around or playing fetch indoors. Additionally, Certain breeds have specific needs such as extra exercise or mental stimulation which should be taken into account when creating a safe environment for them. Finally, it's essential to provide plenty of toys and chew items for dogs who tend to get bored easily or chew on inappropriate objects. Providing these items will help keep them entertained and prevent damage from chewing on furniture or other household items. Main idea number 20. Pet insurance is an important consideration for any pet owner. It can help to cover the cost of unexpected veterinary bills, such as those associated with emergency care or surgery. Taking steps to research and compare different policies can help to ensure that you are getting the best coverage for your pet. When looking at policies, consider factors such as what types of treatments are covered, how much coverage is provided per incident or illness, and whether there are any exclusions or limitations on coverage. It's also important to understand the claims process before signing up for a policy. Make sure you know exactly what information will be required in order to make a claim and how long it may take for reimbursement after submitting a claim form. Additionally, some insurers offer additional benefits such as discounts on routine care services like vaccinations. Finally, remember that pet insurance isn't just about covering medical costs, it's also about peace of mind knowing that if something happens to your beloved companion animal, you won't have financial worries on top of everything else. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.